Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Angela Cerbi from the Venice Festival here with the opening night, the opening short film of the Critics Week, Pinned into a Dress by Gianluca Matarese, which is here with us together with Guillaume Thomas. And with the star, Miss Fame. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well in flesh.
Yes.
Now,
as good in the flesh. I
hope. Oh, absolutely. Even better.
Thank you.
Better in flesh.
That was important for me, as we saw.
So I want to start with. I don't know if I want to start with the two directors to ask how did this project come together, and how did you work to build it up?
Where do we start from? The togetherness starts with the friendship, first of all, because we actually met Guillaume, and Guillaume was already, he knew Miss Fame since a long time.
Yeah, 10 and 16. When I saw Miss Fame, and I fell in love with the image, and that's where it started. We understood that it was a turning point at this time to have that much queer visibility in fashion, but also in mainstream media. It was starting to get big. And so we decided to record that moment and to come together to tell that story.
And then I was at the time shooting Fashion Babylon, the film that you know well, and I met Guillaume because he was documenting people in this world, and he was also very close to Miss Fame, so all those years. And so we had this this encounter, when the films are always encounters, and I met Miss Fame through this project. I met Guillaume through filming a film, so films are encounters, and I hope also people will meet Miss Fame through the film, so that's the purpose. And as soon as I met Miss Fame, and we were shooting actually the No British Vogue event, and then I was astonished by the awareness and the lucidity she has for towards the process of her the industry where she evolves, and this like awareness was for me really really unique that I never seen anywhere.
Which is actually what I was I wanted to ask, because your accepting to do a movie like this on yourself, so deep and so revealing, could have been risky. It could have been very dangerous too for your image, but you managed not to be. To make it well. Yeah. And were you aware of this risk, and how did you manage to work with them in order to avoid it?
I actually didn't feel risk. I also felt it was a part of my healing process with everything that was seen in the film. Of course, there's many, many decades before that of introspective therapy, conversations, getting sober, having family problems like many people do, and also finding the moments to self-accept, because many artists in my field, we present this warrior, and we are, but behind the effort is probably a lot of broken people, and I would say I have come from this place where I felt broken and also empowered. It was always a contradiction. I feel like I live as a contradiction. Mm-hmm. But I felt it was important for me from the beginning of my breakthrough to pivot myself, not just to being what we expect drag artistry to be, but to take it places conversationally, to relate it to the mass. I want people to relate and not just see makeup, wigs, and hair, but feel a human story, and anyone can find themselves in struggle, loss, and trauma.
Absolutely.
Many of us, at least.
And actually, the movie goes far beyond the drug artistry, as you said. It's even more, even deeper and more describing what a life of a person that does your job has to go through, because this is not only being an artist, it's about being a model, and so being able to, as Guillaume said, to acknowledge the rules of the fashion world, which are not easy.
Totally.
No, absolutely not easy. And what are the moments where you felt too exposed during the shooting? No. That you decided that's
now,
the guys and the guys.
Yeah, today I realized that it was revealing. I watched it at home on my iPhone and it was not revealing because I did that. I was there. I was reliving it like we do when we look at any photo or film in our phone. It's different when it's in front of a live audience and also where people can then have an opinion about you within proximity. You know, you're sitting in a room where you hear emotions happening because they're relating. There was certain things, of course, I want to protect myself in perfectionism. It's such a nasty word, perfection, because it's not realistic and it's an aspiration. It's never attained. We try.
Very demanding.
Totally. And I feel that when I looked at the moments that really made me hold my breath, there were certain, you know, where maybe it was the getting ready and taking my armor away. There was that in between, which I know is cinematic, it's graphic, but I'm also disarmoring myself to the lens, to the audience. And, you know, in being seen as Curtis, it's something I never really do because I do feel quite uncomfortable and just shy or questioning myself. I like knowing myself, and I feel as Ms. Fame, I have a very clear understanding of the process. After that, my regular life, that's where all my questions actually do lie. But they are flowing together at the same time because everything is, what is this going to be next? Where am I taking this part of me next, especially in fashion? Because they're looking next to. Yeah. They're looking at, who's that over there?
Yeah.
So I'm having to find ways to stay in emotion that's fully authentic to the way I like to work.
And do you feel or do you think that through the years in the fashion world, some the feelings about modeling has changed, so there are less restrictions, so that artists like you can actually evolve and explode in that business, or is still like very difficult to enter?
I think it presents itself currently that it's inclusive. I think fashion wants to look like they're still ahead, but they're not ahead. And fashion hasn't been ahead for as long as I've been alive. I think they grab onto certain things that are existing, and it's very strategic. Once you're inside and you start to understand there's a game being played, and you get the game because you're aware that there's nepotism, etc. Those are things I didn't think. I'm a dreamer. I want beauty to live. I want to fantasize. Fashion is a fantasy. Can I fantasize inside as Fame? I am, I do, but I am facing an uphill battle every single contract, every time that I enter a space where people scratch their head when I wonder why is this still uncomfortable for people?
This is what I want to know, because this is what it feels from the movie.
But at least they're presenting as if.
Yeah.
Because that means there's space.
There is a facade that is inclusive, but not that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what brought us together. We are dreamers. And so we bonded over that, and we trust each other because of that also, because we go in the same direction. Like we want to go towards an ideal, towards light, and it's how we came together. And because you were mentioning trust,
the three of you had the same agenda.
Yeah,
through the film,
we care about each other, and we don't want to harm anyone telling this story. And the fact that she's revealing, like, also what's behind this creature, what's the real self, it's universal, and that's why people relate to the story. And also what's important that also was exploring with my other film, Fashion Babylon, it's being a free spirit as consequences. Once you decide to be a free spirit, free mind, it's a big responsibility. It takes a lot of braveness, and that comes with consequences. It's a very harsh industry, but we make choices to evolve in this kind of.
And I think that at some point you cannot do differently because
it's a choice.
I mean, it's your nature. It's your
because
soul.
Because torture, as you say, torture is also a choice. It torture, but it's also beauty. We are not black and white. We are in the middle, and we go white, we go black, and
We go so blue and yellow sometimes.
Yellow and rainbow.
Whatever.
We go multicolor.
Rainbow, yeah. Listen, Gianluca, as I mean, I know you from ages, and I know that you are very prolific and very productive director. So, roughly, how much footage did you throw away in the editing room? Yeah.
Well, actually, this is a project where we want to make it longer. This is a project where this is the beginning of our collaboration. We really want to go farther and make it like a long feature film. Mm-hmm. And when Guillaume arrived with footage that has been like shooting for years in the backstage of like Fashion World, we were like analyzing the footage and saying, what can come next? How we can tell this story? And that came up with the idea of the introspection with the analysis, but maybe that can just last for a short narrative as a short movie. Mm-hmm. Maybe it will develop longer in where are the conflicts in the story, which is many chapters that we want to open.
Yeah.
And it will keep going.
Yeah, actually, the film gives this feeling of to be continued, you know? Yes. Absolutely. Even if there's no written in the end, but you know.
But for sure, we want to explore more of the daily life, which goes from
extreme
actually
jumps.
Actually, we'd like to focus jumps. More on Curtis, because Curtis loves chickens.
Yeah. When I'm not here, I'm on a farm. I'm doing a balance. I grew up on a farm.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm making friends. I'm living in Switzerland. My husband's Swiss. I moved from New York 2 years ago. And I had to reimagine what my life could look like when I've made a clean slate. Mm-hmm. And I thought, is this a geographic? Did I move because I, in New York, COVID, all of that? Yes, yes, yes. But also, this is change. It's life. It's always going to be like this. And you just have to find acceptance in your shift. Mm-hmm. And I built relationships with people I might not have thought to know, but connected back to the nostalgia of simplicity and like Mother Earth and beauty. But it's good for my mind. It's really good for my heart.
So you're going to be more comfortable with Curtis coming over and
I have
coming
to be.
Out.
Yeah, I think I have to find a time in my life to accept myself and all facets of myself, not just the public image of what I present.
Mm-hmm.
I think in film and in fashion across the board, there's a veil that the world presents, and many people can live like that. They might be connected, they might have grown up that way, where they're in the south of France for a holiday, and a lot of Americans don't take holidays like this. But being that I'm married to a Swiss, we travel, and I was able with my work to travel, and with opportunities and editorials, I'm seeing the world. So there was many, many moments in my life where I thought, I cannot believe this is happening. Like my first festival to Cannes, I cried in the hotel room because I'm staying in a luxury hotel, car service, you know, support from these major brands, wearing designer, you know, everything was top, security. I felt respected. Mm-hmm. And in between from that high point was a lot of still many low points where the covers are still pulled. Mm-hmm. They're not fully ready. They are going to say what they're going to say to your face because they don't understand you.
Yeah, exactly.
So I can't let the public see the arguments that happened before because somebody can't understand this body. Mm-hmm. Why is your nipple seen through the shirt and it's not allowed on a red carpet? And it's so these are real moments where I think this is tension because it's a queer body and they do not feel comfortable with queer bodies being represented next to cisgendered people where they can understand it. It's incomprehensible. To me, it's comprehensible.
Oh, of course.
But it's my life.
Comprehensible, but for them, it's not even accepted or conceivable at some point, you know, still.
But when the cameras hit, it's like you have to push that to the corner of your mind and focus on the fact that this is my win. So as soon as I'm walking, I'm winning. It's my win.
Absolutely.
So that is not going to affect me. I'll take it to the end and then I'll vent and we do that. I'm like, this is bullshit. I can't believe it. But it's a balance and I've dealt with it my whole life. So I'm still familiar.
Well, I'm really glad to have this talk with you because I really love the film. So thanks a lot to Miss Fame for having been with us, to Gianluca Matarese and to Guillaume Thomas. Thanks a lot. For the film Pinned into a Dress that opened the Critics Week here at the Venice Festival, I'm Angela Cervi for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kisses.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.